are special. Great is the faithfulness of the Lord. Let's turn our Bible to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. Shall we all rise on our feet as we read God's word? 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord. And the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slave." So Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" And she said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil." Then he said, "Go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour it into the vessels and set aside the full ones." So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There is not another vessel." So the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God. And he said, "Go, sell the oil and pay your debts, and you and your sons live on the rest." Father, the hour has come for you to speak to your children. This message came from you by revelation, the God of restoration. I may not know whom you are sending this message to. I may not know why you have decided to send this message on this 17th day of January 2021. But I know you have a purpose for it. I do ask my Father, at this moment, let that very purpose for which you have sent this message be fulfilled in the heart and in the life of the person you have sent it to, in the name of Jesus Christ. As usual, let me decrease as you will increase. Speak expressly in the language your children will understand. And let the very reason for this message be accomplished to your own glory. Thank you, our Father. We make this place unconducive for every distractor and distractor. And keep your children focused on you and on you alone, to be blessed through your word. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I told you your amen is an agreement with me that the prayer will be done as you have prayed. Can I hear a better amen? You may be seated. By way of introduction, let me draw our attention to some of the attributes of the God we serve. This God whom we serve is the God of restoration. He is a repairer and a restorer. He is the God who renews. He is the God who has the capacity to move us from negative challenges to positive surprises. By way, He knows how to work for good what the enemy has thought or meant for evil. He has the capacity to deliver beyond our desires. As we see in the text we've read today, the story of a prophet's widow. Her husband died in debt, and left a legacy of indebtedness for his family. You will never leave the wrong legacy for your family in the name of Jesus Christ. The creditor came and the debt could not be paid. Double tragedy. We do not know how old the prophet was before he died. But we know for sure that that woman will not be a happy person upon the demise of her husband. She must have been traumatized. You know, our culture is similar to that of the Jews. When a woman lost her husband or loses her husband, the conclusion is she's a witch. She killed the husband. A lot of things will be said about the woman. Because the Jewish tradition, they believe that nothing happened for nothing. If anything has happened, something must be responsible. So when the woman is going through this situation, they will be saying, after man, the wife of the prophet when he killed his husband. I pray every of this altar this morning that the name that God did not give to you, the devil will never give it to you in the name of Jesus Christ. If you shout amen, you are the one I am praying for. So the woman was called a widow, the wife of a prophet. And to add salt to injury, it is expected that when a man dies, the children, the wife, will have something to fall back on. They will have access to share. But here was a man who gave everything for the Lord. Surrendered his will to the work of ministry. I do not know, we're not told what transpired that led to the indebtedness of this man. But scripture says that he died and he left the legacy of debt. And to add salt to injury, like I said earlier, not only was this woman Christian a witch, now the debtors, the creditors, now say, hey, madam, your husband don't die. He was owing us. He couldn't pay. And we know you are living from hand to mouth. Nothing in your hand. You can't pay. Therefore, your two sons will suffer for it. Because it is part of the Jewish tradition that when a person dies and he owed debt, he couldn't pay before he dies, it is expected the family will pay, and if the family can't pay, the man has the right by law to take whatever he wants, including the wife and supposedly, possibly the children, to become slaves. And so this man came and said, I'm taking your two sons, not just one, I'm taking your two sons to become my slaves. They will toil all the rest of their lives for the debt their father owed. What a traumatic experience for this woman. Her weeping, her pains, her regrets, her disappointments, they're piling up. And the woman came to herself and said, no, I will not live my life like that. Something must happen. And the Lord says, I should announce to somebody in the house something that will bring about the restoration and the yearning you desire. As you be under the influence of this message this morning, and as you holler amen, it will happen to you in the name of Jesus Christ. The God who restores is in the house, and is here this morning to restore somebody into the life that God has destined for you to be. With the shout of your amen, may that name catch up with you in the name of Jesus Christ.
And you that is watching us from your house, from the comfort of your home right now, this message is also for you. I don't know what the devil had plundered, had taken, had changed you from, or changed you off. As you are part of this watching experience, the God of restoration will visit your home in the name of Jesus Christ. He will turn the table around in the name of Jesus Christ. He will put a new song in your mouth in the name of Jesus. If he did it before, he can do it again. And it surely come to pass in the name of Jesus. 3 things I will submit and I will be true with this message. The God of restoration will not turn down the cries of a desperate righteous person. Then the God of restoration can never turn down the cries of a desperate righteous person. Give me verse 1 of 2 Kings chapter 4, Lydia. Verse 1. Thank you. Is there any woman of the wives of the sons of prophets cried to Elisha saying, your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord. When the creditors came and they confronted this woman with their request to take his 2 sons as bond servants, the woman decided on what to do. There were a number of decisions that were placed on the table for her to take. She could possibly have said, okay, who could marry me now? I need my sons. She could have said, all right, don't just carry away my son, carry my sons with me. She could have said, I will take this matter up. We're not the one that owed. It was my husband, he's dead. I'll take it up. A number of options were just there. But the woman took a decision to cry to the man of God. She went straight to Elisha and said, Oga, Ubunu Okwa Wosio, I will use my mouth to reject evil things. My husband died. I will lose my 2 sons again. That is error. I won't take it. I know the God my husband serves. That is the God who is a story changer. He can turn things around. The Yoruba man calls him Olowo Gboboro. I don't know whether I pronounce it well. But it's God who can change situation. He can turn things around. Therefore, you must do something. She went to the right source. Brothers, when you are seeking or looking for restoration, where do you go? Where do you go? When you are looking for a way out of your predicament, where do you go? Some have given up, others are at the verge of giving up. I have tried God, it doesn't work. Let me try something else. And by so doing, they've lost the opportunity that will have come. The philosopher says, the darkest hour is just before the dawn. Some persons who have been at the verge of getting their miracle, they say, no, the weight is not favor me. Let me change gear. And they change gear and they missed it. The woman cried to the right source. She knew that Elijah may not have money, but Elijah has God who has solution to every question. She must have said to herself, this man who once upon a time went to the sons of prophets to cut firewood, and the axe head fell into water. He threw in stick and water. The axe head decided to float. He will do something. When she cried to the right source, she was not disappointed. The songwriter says, Psalm 127, I'll lift up my voice unto the hill. Where comes my help?
My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
She cried to the right source,
and heaven responded. Ladies and gentlemen, heaven is pregnant with miracles, just waiting for people who will cry to him.
Heaven is loaded with breakthroughs, just waiting for a man or a woman who will say, I will tarry in God's presence. I shared with us this morning during our prayer focus. Job 14:14. Where Job said, in all of my service, I will wait until my change comes. In another scripture, Job will say, I will argue my case with God. Jacob will say, unless you bless me, I will not let you go. I speak with the voice of prophecy from this altar of mercy this morning. As many as will cry to the right source for restoration, your amen will deliver the restoration to your hand in the name of Jesus Christ. I say your amen will deliver your restoration to your hand in the name of Jesus. There's a song I love so much. Touch me with your hand, Jesus. Touch me with your hand. Empty and your assist in that.
Jesus, do not let me go. The same way I came. Touch me with your hand, Jesus. Do not let me go away. The same way I need. Touch me with your hand. Oh Lord, do not let me go.
Woman drew the attention of God. The attention that the death of her husband could not draw. The cry for deliverance and restoration drew the attention of God. I pray for you from this altar. Today, your cry will attract the attention of God, and the restoration you yearn and desire will locate you in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who put their trust in God will not be put to shame. That's what scripture says. The word of God can never be broken. It will come to pass in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, the God of restoration will not only respond to the cries of the desperate righteous. Number two, He will always know and show the way out of that situation. Look, give me verse 3 of 2 Kings chapter 4. Verse 3, media. He will show the way out. Not Job, I say. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 3. Then he said, go, borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels, go gather. Not just a few. That was the instruction that came from the man of God. Ladies and gentlemen, the way of God often looks stupid to man. But if we can key into it, the breakthrough we desire will happen. Here was a woman going through the trauma of the death of her husband. And now our two sons are about to be taken away. Crying to the man of God. Pastor Robinson would have said, let's raise an offering to assist her. No! Elisha did not call for an offering. Elisha asked the woman, madam, what do you get for your house? The woman said, nothing, no, but I have something. How be it that the woman had concluded that I am nothing at all at all? Elijah would have told her about Bobo 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 Bobo. I came empty and then we go empty and then. But brothers and sisters, it is what you have in your hand that God will release his blessing upon. The woman said, the house is empty. But I know say we get more oil. And I hear Elisha say, scholars will say, Elisha quickly said, that is enough. You have little oil, fine, that is enough. Elisha did not ask the woman to go and buy jars because she knew she had no money to buy in the first place. And Elisha knew there is a divine surprise in the offering that is about to show up. There is a breakthrough that is about to be unleashed. There is an open door God is about to give to this woman. That rather than live from hand to mouth, she will become a giver. Her life will become a refreshment. That she will become a Dangote. A woman with a refinery in her house. And when eventually Elisha told the woman what to do, the woman didn't argue. One of the greatest challenges we have in our time is we rationalize too much. We downplay what God is capable of doing. And that one will shorten the hand of God from acting. When Elisha told him, go and borrow kegs, go and borrow jerrycan, the woman didn't argue. She said, yes, sir. What the? Prof, does it make sense? I get more oil for my house. And then the prophet said, go and borrow jerrycan to do what now? What has borrowing jerrycan got to do with the small oil the man have at home? That is the will of God for you. The woman did not argue. She submitted. Said, because you have said it, I will do it. She went and borrowed Jerica. Why she was born for the last night? What are you going to do with Jerica? You want to go fetch water? What did this mother want to Jerica do? But she borrowed. She borrowed. And by the time she gathered that Jerica, she followed to details every of the instruction that was given by the man of God. Man of God said, lock her against yourself. You and your two sons. And after you have done that, expect a miracle. She brought a little oil out. The more she poured, the more the oil was multiplying. I pray for you from this altar. Everything that you lay your hand upon to do, the God of restoration will cause a turnaround for breakthrough that you will unleash upon your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. The more the woman was pouring oil, the more the oil was coming. The more she was releasing the oil out, the more the oil was increasing. Come and see surprise. Come and see embarrassment. You can imagine the kind of excitement that would be in the house for the woman and her children. As she was pouring the oil was not finishing from the keg from which it was coming. The more she poured, the more the oil was coming. I sense in my spirit there was a pipe that was connected from heaven to the jar from where she was pouring. And as she was pouring, heaven was supplying. I pray for somebody from this altar this morning. By the grace that is available in the house, everything you lay your hand upon to do in 2021, receive a divine supply in the name of Jesus. Receive open doors in the name of Jesus. Receive breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. The woman was telling the children, bring more. Bring more. And the children said, mommy, the jerrycans are finished. The woman would have been regretting, I wish I know. I would have gone to the other street to collect more jerrycan. I pray and I see open doors coming for somebody in the house. I see the miracle of restoration happening in somebody's house. I see God taking you from where you are to where you ought to be. As you ally your amen, that miracle hits you in the name of Jesus. Number three, the God of restoration has a nearby solution to every difficult situation. When the woman was leaving her house to see the man of God, as we saw in verse 2b, to cry for a solution, little did she know that that little oil that was in her house is all that is required for the miracle to take place. When God encountered Moses on Mount Horeb, he asked Moses, "What is in your hand?" Ladies and gentlemen, what is in your hand is important. That's why I hate idol. I hate idol, and I don't like people who are idol, waiting for people to beg from. When you have hands, you have legs, you are waiting for anything for the boys. God forbid, somebody say error. I didn't hear you, how like well, well. Waiting for anything for the boys, anything for the girls, and you have hands. If the woman had nothing in her house that day, she would have gone back and lived a miserable life for the rest of her life. What you have is important. And don't downplay what God has given to you. Use it to tap into your breakthrough. That was what happened in the case of the woman here. The little that she had in the house was what God multiplied to change her story. The solution to the widow's challenge was in her house. Her faith in the prophet left her without any argument. Many of us are suffering because we do not see what God has given to us. We leave the substance and we are chasing shadows. We do not know that what we want can be delivered into our hands where we are. Somebody left Nigeria, traveled to Israel with us for pilgrimage. He got to Israel and said, "No, thank God, I have escaped. I'm going to seek for asylum in Israel." For those who have traveled, you see them. When you are going to Jericho, there is a place, one open field. All those who ran away to go and enjoy their life, quote and unquote, abroad, they are under trees there. They will come in the afternoon, in the morning, give them morning food. In the afternoon, give them afternoon food. In the evening, give them evening food. And they are under trees. They sold themselves to slavery. Whereas you could have been in Nigeria and do bricklayer work, and then you'll be living your life well. If you are traveling abroad, travel for legitimate reason, not to go and be a slave, to wash plate and wash dead body. That is error. Ladies and gentlemen, there is something in your hand that can open the door of restoration for you. That's what the point I'm emphasizing. This woman had something to key into, and that was the oil. And through it, the doors was opened. It doesn't matter what the devil may have stolen from you. Your own case may not have been that you will lose your husband or people are coming to take your children. Your own case may have been that all that the Lord has ordained for you to have, the devil is shortchanging you of them. I remember the story of a landlord who confessed. He had a house somewhere, who mentioned the name of the town. A story building. He built the house in a rectangular shape. And virtually all the rooms, all the apartments in the house were all occupied by tenants. But guess what? Nobody stays in that house and leaves that house to build his own house. After a while, the man confessed. And in the middle of the compound, there is a pot, a clay pot that was dug on the ground. All the money that all the tenants are working. She doesn't leave the house, she will carry her seat in the veranda of her apartment. When you are coming from work, say, welcome, welcome. The moment he greets, whatever you have acquired for that, they enter into that pot. If I eventually confess and die, what am I driving at? What is it that the devil has changed you of? Is it your blessing? Is it your favor? Is it your breakthrough? What is it that you are going through? Is it that you, the more you struggle, the less you see results? I have good news. The God who is the restorer is in the house this morning. What is it that you have cried to God time and over again for? That you want this door to be open for you. The God who did it for that widow is in the house this morning. If he did it before, he can do it again. He is the story changer. He can turn situations around. When he's out to act, nothing can stop him. When that day, the woman received the oil, scripture says, she went out to sell. Sold the oil. Made enough money. I can see how the woman would be braggadosh to the man who was coming to take the children. And say, Oga, that be money. How much my husband owe you, sir? Say that 15,000. When he saw the woman come, he said, hey, I will ridicule and useless her to the idiot. Your husband says she was a prophet, a pauper, living from hand to mouth. He couldn't survive it. You are coming again. The woman had arranged himself properly to pour insult on the woman. And when the woman got there, the woman told him, Oga, how much was my husband who received 15,000? I said, don't worry. I will add interest. That 15,000, I will give you 20,000. You can feel the shame and the disgrace that creditor will have suffered. I speak with the voice of prophecy from this altar this morning. Every reproach, every disgrace, every shame that the devil has ordained and arranged, because you have a God who restores, the situation will be turned around for your good in the name of Jesus Christ. I say it will be turned around for your good in the name of Jesus. Those who thought you will suffer reproach, I take the reproach from you and I give it to them in the name of Jesus. Those who gave you name that God did not give you, I take that name from you and I give it to them in the name of Jesus. Who gets load, carry your load. The restoration that God has ordained for you, as you holler, amen, that restoration locates you today in the name of Jesus. The turnaround you are yearning for, that has been your heart cry, that people have used to laugh at you, as you holler, amen, receive that turnaround in the name of Jesus. Receive that turnaround in the name of Jesus. The open door that you have been crying for, you finish your studies. They say, oh, you are an applicant. You have been carrying certificate from gate to gate looking for a job that is not forthcoming. The Lord says, I shall announce to you, this year 2021, He is opening the door rather than look for employment. Employees will come looking for you in the name of Jesus. Rise on your feet, I'm closing. Lift your two hands up to heaven and talk to your Father. What is that area of your life where you are yearning for restoration? What is that area of your life that you desire God to touch? What is that thing you want Him to do in your life? If He did it for this widow, He can do it for you. Open your mouth and talk to your Father. I sense His presence in the house. I feel Him right now. I know He is standing by your side. He is asking you, my son, my daughter, what do you want me to do for you? Can you open your mouth and talk to God about that thing? Talk to God about that request. Talk to God about that desire. I may not know areas that you need restoration. It is between you and your God. Open your mouth and tell Him about it. Tell Him about it. Tell Him about it.
Tell him about it. Tell him about it. Tell him about it. He is right there by your side. If he did it before, he can do it again. His presence is mighty to act. He says, I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory I will not share with any man. My praise will not be given to idol. The miracle that will close the mouth of your enemies is in your mouth right now. If you can decree it, heaven will honor it. The woman did not close her mouth. She cried out and heaven responded. Somebody has said somewhere, a closed mouth is a closed destiny. If you can open your mouth, God will feel it. Talk to him. What is that desire? What is that request? What is that expectation? What are those things you are trusting him for in this brand new year that you want God to restore? Is it your health? Is it fruitfulness? Is it child bearing? Is it your business? Is it promotion? Is it appointment? Is it confirmation? The Lord is right here in the house to do it for you. Open your mouth and talk to him. He is there to answer you right now. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You will sing this song, and then I'll round up. I am serving thy God of miracles.
I know.
Yes, I know.
I am serving the God of miracles. I decree and declare that every area of your life that needs restoration, as you ally, amen, receive the miracle in the name of Jesus. Receive the miracle in the name of Jesus. If it is in your health, receive the miracle in the name of Jesus. If it is promotion, receive the miracle in the name of Jesus. If it is appointment, receive the miracle in the name of Jesus. Somebody in the house, you are crying, God, when will it be my turn? When will it be my turn? When will it be my turn? Under the unction that I am in right now, I decree and declare from this altar of mercy, today it is your turn in the name of Jesus. Today it is your turn in the name of Jesus.
sense in my spirit there is someone in the house. They position a coffin in your community where you come from. There is a coffin they position in that community where you come from, and they are mentioning your name into that coffin, and they are calling you, come home, come home, come home, come and enter the coffin. I decree and declare under this auction that coffin catch fire in the name of Jesus. I said that coffin catch fire in the name of Jesus. That coffin catch fire in the name of Jesus. That coffin catch fire in the name of Jesus. My Bible says the one who dig a pit will fall into it. Those who dig a pit because of you, under this unction, I decree, they walk into their pit in the name of Jesus. They walk into their own pit in the name of Jesus. Because you serve the God who restores, receive the miracle of divine restoration in the name of Jesus. Anything they have destroyed in your body system, La Degebo Soria, whatever it is that has become a strange ailment, they place upon your life that will become a source of draining your income. God, who restores, He has the spare part to every part of your body. After all, He is your creator. Your father wasn't your creator. Your mother wasn't your creator. But you have a God who is your creator. His name is Jehovah. El Gibor is His name. I decree and declare from this altar that part of your body that have been plundered by the powers of darkness, as you Allah, amen, receive restoration in the name of Jesus. Receive restoration in the name of Jesus. That womb that has been closed, that womb that has been closed, that womb that has been closed, that a womb cannot carry baby, that this womb can't carry a child, I hear the cry of a baby. Le Masando de Bruga Soria, who has the final say? Jehovah has the final say. That womb, that womb, that womb, I receive divine key from above, and I open that womb again for fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. 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 Someone in that office that says the promotion that ought to come to you can't come to you. Whenever the issue of the promotion is being discussed, it speaks negatively about it. What is it doing? Which work is it doing for which you should be promoted? No, set this paper aside. I decree from this altar, it is either the person repents or I send the person out of that office by fire in the name of Jesus. By fire in the name of Jesus. As a servant of Jehovah, I deliver that letter of promotion into your hand. I'm not talking about next year. Receive it this year in the name of Jesus. Every troubler that is troubling your life, I give them trouble this morning in the name of Jesus. Your restoration is guaranteed. I say your restoration is guaranteed because you serve the God who restores. Go and celebrate this restoration in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, and in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Let me hear amen 7 times. 2, 3, and 4, 5, and 6, 7. Somebody holla, it is done. I didn't hear you. Allah, it says it is done. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name we are praying. please have your seats as we call